Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
You have just now entered the twilight zone. Yeah.
The show hasn't even started yet, and they're already giggling.
That'd be my favorite, sorry.
In case anybody didn't recognize the giggles, we have Jen Lilly and Patty Keith on.
We can introduce
ourselves. You don't even have to introduce them.
Yeah, they are.
This is so strange.
Oh, God. Okay, so for all of you listening, just to tell you why we're laughing, Patty's in town because I'm about to turn the big 3-0, and we're really close, and so she's staying at my house. And we just ate dinner, and now we're sitting in my office on two separate fronts staring at each other, acting like she's in Jacksonville.
I'm 2 feet away from her, and she just asked me how my dinner was. She made dinner, for crying out loud.
Yes,
we're having a mother-daughter sleepover. I'm just going to repeat everything Jen says, so it's going to sound like there's an echo in the room. It's really not.
Like
it's just
echo.
Your old mother.
Speaker or anything? Yeah, there's a real bad echo with your phone.
Yeah.
God, all right.
Wait, now that was me.
When she talks, there is an echo. Okay.
It's better now?
Oh, is our phones were like really clashing. Oh, we had a phone fight.
Oh, my gosh. We're both in the corners now.
Yeah. We both have a timeout. Go in your room, young lady. I'm trying to do an interview.
Hi, is this the first interview you've done yet? You haven't even...
When so far nobody's had a chance to ask us a question because we've been asking ourselves. I'm sorry, Carrie. Go ahead. What would you like to ask?
Do you have a hard time disciplining Teresa when you guys are acting together?
I would rather discipline a cat.
Aww.
It would be easier to train.
I'm up for adoption if anybody wants me.
Oh, my God.
Kimberly needs to go to parenting class really, really bad.
Amen.
Okay. No, I know. I mean, there's just something.
She really
does a lot of
up.
Things. I know. I mean, she does a lot of things really well, but parenting is not one of them.
No.
Obviously.
Yeah, speaking of parenting, Teresa does need a lot of parenting right now. She got married in Vegas. She assaulted and almost killed John Black. And she needs a mom, don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that all the fans and everyone listening and everyone who's going to listen later, we need to continue. There's already a movement going on that's like bring Patty Keys back to daytime.
What's hashtag? It's like
kick Teresa's butt.
I think Teresa just needs to be held and rocked in the fetal position.
I think so too. She needs some really TLC. And I know there's a lot of people that might not agree with that, but she's still Kimberly's baby girl.
Exactly.
And Kimberly will always see the good in her.
Mm-hmm. And we also need Chuck back on the show, right, Patty?
Oh, Chuck.
Chuck
man,
back.
I'm not going back
oh,
without
yeah.
Chuck. I need my Chuck fix.
Both back.
Where's my Chuck?
Plus Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, yeah, I have to say, Jen, when it came to on-screen parents, you totally hit the jackpot. I mean, really.
Oh, my God, the jackpot. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God, I'm aware.
Even though they're lousy parents?
Dude, best parents ever.
We're going to have a big, fat family reunion.
Oh, my gosh.
We should take over the Demira Mansion since it was ours to begin with. And
yep.
Salem.
But if they have a family reunion, including Eve, that'll be like a Jerry Springer show.
Or just like a soap opera.
Or just like, yeah, Jerry Springer is a soap opera. Oh, I forgot. Oops.
Oh, golly.
I wanted you guys to, what was your first impressions of each other? You guys met for the first time.
Oh, I love Patsy. I told my husband when he met her, I was like, preview of me in 30 years.
Yes.
We are the same person.
And I just look at her and go, oh, my God, that's me. Oh, my God.
We
must
be narcissists because we really love each other.
It's just like looking in the mirror. We just look at each other all the time and go, oh.
We even laugh alike.
We do. We trip over things. We're clumsy. We're short and fierce.
We're so southern. We like food. We love people. We like animals. We love children.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I don't know.
We don't smoke or drink or I would say cuss, but well, I'm a really bad influence on poor Chuck.
Oh, please. I'm a cuss to be a Chandler. I'm trying to work it out. Here's my new cuss word, if I haven't told you guys. My new cuss word that I came up with Jade Harlow, who played Cheryl on Days. She was also on Passion, but she's amazing. So my last fan event that I did with Patsy and Peggy, which was amazing, somebody had hugged me because I hugged the fans. I'm a hugger. And I had a black jacket on, and somebody was wearing deodorant, and Jade walked up to me and she was like, Jen, they tagged you with their deodorant. I had, like, white all over my, like, shoulder because they're short, so their armpit clearly, like, caught my jacket. And so I've been trying really hard not to pass. So I was trying to say, crap, shoot. And I went, oh, crap, soup, shoot. And Jade goes, did you just say crap soup? And I was like, yes, I did. And she was like, that's disgusting. And I was like, that is disgusting. So it's my new cuss word because it's a lot better than the S word.
Oh,
so now I just say crap soup.
Can I steal that?
Yes, please do. Let's make it a new thing.
Hashtag crap soup.
Hashtag crap soup. It's happening right now. Going live on Twitter.
I'll probably get it mixed up and say crab suit.
Anyway.
Yeah. So you guys got along then, basically, yeah. You guys met.
We did. We got to know each other a little bit on Facebook because we never met before.
Mm-hmm.
And I only had 3 days to come in from Jacksonville, Florida, and make a relationship with somebody that was really, really important. I mean, this Jeannie Teresa, she's been established for more than 20 years. And so I thought, how am I going to make this work when I only have 3 days? So I thought, well, at least take the stress out to begin with and just say, you know, risk looking like an idiot. Like I wrote Jen on Facebook, never having spoken to her, she didn't know me from Adam's house cat. Hi, my name is Patsy Pease, and I'll be playing your mother. I don't know if you don't think this is too retarded, but I just wanted to use Facebook to get to know you first.
And I loved it because I was nervous because, you know, she's an icon.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking icon at the time. I was just thinking nervous old actress trying to reach out and hope I don't blow this.
Oh, my God, whatever. please, right? Patsy's ridiculously beautiful. How's our echo doing, by the way? Better?
It's actually better, yeah.
It's better now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Jenner interviewed you during your media day, or I guess almost like a year ago, and I was so impressed at how much research you did on Teresa, Kim, and Shane. And I was wondering, Patsy, were you surprised that Jen is such a big Kim and Shane fan and knew all the storylines and everything?
Nobody's ever really done that I know of, that I've worked with, and it's so old school because, you know, I was talking to Peggy about it, and, you know, Peggy is from New York Actors Theater, and we come from kind of old school training, and research is a big part of it, so it's not really done anymore, and of course, daytime is so fast that sometimes just to go to your job and get your lines out and not bump into furniture is enough. But she knew, she went to YouTube, and this is really the benefit of YouTube these days, and looked at all these videos of when she was a baby.
Aww.
And I thought that was so super smart and taking the initiative that she didn't have to, but she wanted to make the performance richer, and that's what she does. She has layer on layer on layer and makes a multidimensional character. She doesn't do stereotypes. She does, like, real people. Mm-hmm. And which is so much easier to work with somebody because you're always growing and you're always changing and every scene is always different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she did. She did a lot of research.
Thanks, Tati.
You're welcome, honey.
My sweetie, bye.
Okay, I'm going to take our first caller here.
Yay.
Holly.
Hey,
Holly.
It is. Hey. Is this, wait, is this Holly Simmons?
It is.
Hi, Holly Simmons. How are you?
Hi, Holly.
Good. How are you? Hey, Patsy,
good.
How are you?
How you doing, Holly? Good to hear from you.
You too. You too. Oh, my gosh. I so wanted to come to California and meet you, but I was like, oh, dang, and it just didn't work out. But I went to Vegas a couple weekends ago and saw Jen for the second time, which was way fun, by the way, Jen.
Wasn't it a blast? So for anyone listening who doesn't know what Holly's talking about, Eric Martoff, who plays the amazing Emmy-winning acting Brady, and I just had a fake wedding reception in Vegas. Like, we had this fantasy wedding reception. We did a karaoke night, and it was just hysterical. We cut the cake. We had our first dance. We
did you do the waffle?
We did the waffle.
Right.
I got everybody the waffle. It was great.
Right. Yeah, right. It was great. You could actually see me in that video, but, like, me not knowing what I'm doing.
Oh, please. It's a difficult dance. Hilarious.
No, but you were rocking it, though. But, yeah, it was great, though.
Thanks. I learned the waffle from my friends at church.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Awesome.
Now everybody wants to go to her church, right?
My church is awesome.
Yeah, right? Like, everyone's going to be lining up in the door.
They should. I go to Seaside or Hollywood if anybody wants to come. It's amazing.
I definitely want to check it out. If I'm over in California, I definitely will. So, so can you tell us about what is coming up with your story at all?
Of course not, but I can say that you. I can say that you are going to be feeling for Teresa. You know, she's gonna go on a downward spiral from here. I mean, you don't just like whack in the head and not have a downward spiral. But I'm enjoying it. It's very interesting, and you know, you're gonna see. I mean, I think people have already seen a lot of vulnerability from Teresa, people that haven't noticed that, it's weird to me, but you'll see her just breaking down. I mean, she's pathetic. It's really sad. So.
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait. You are doing such a fabulous job, so can't wait to see what's ahead, and Patsy, are you going to be back on Days anytime soon?
Well, I can't say any more than Jen can. We're just like Tweedledee and Tweedledum over here. But I can say that Jen is a fabulous actress. You are right, Holly, and everything she just said right now is so true. And
we need to get Patsy Pease back on Days permanently. So keep tweeting about
it. Yes, I agree. Patsy, you're awesome, too. So it'd be great to see it'd be great to see all you girls again together.
I agree. Can you imagine Kim, Eve, and Teresa in one room?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I don't know
goodness.
How to referee that kind of fight. Oh, poor Kimberly.
I know that there's a lot of callers left, so I'll let you guys take them.
Oh,
it's
so
way
sweet.
Good talking
okay.
to you guys.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling
Love you.
In.
Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Jen, I was wondering, do you feel a little disappointed that Brady and Teresa didn't have an on-screen wedding?
Totally.
Yes. Because, listen, all of my marriages have been off-screen on soaps. I married Jason Cook on General Hospital. Now I have a cheap Cracker Jack wedding as well. And I was like, damn it.
pretty black is wealthy. Why can't we have a nice wedding? That's what we had at the reception.
Right.
But you know he's never going to marry Teresa sober. It's so sad.
Well,
he's done with marriage. Tristan ruined him.
Chances are Teresa's going to get married several times. That's usually how that happens.
I mean, I hope so. I want to break Sammy's record.
Oh, God. That's my little girl's aspiration in life. Oh, I failed.
She had that cutie pie little girl that was Sierra complaining about how she never gets to be a flower girl. So maybe Teresa gets married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sierra can probably be a flower girl.
Shoot, by the time somebody wants to put a ring on it for a year, it's going to be a
quite delicate flower. My dainty little petal.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I don't know. People married. Here's my hope for Teresa and Brady, because I really like working with him. My hope is that they could be like Ejammy. I'm not saying replace Ejammy, because I like Ejammy and nobody can replace them. But I'm saying, listen, EJ raped her. So, I mean, what's a little better to replace poker in the head and see your father-in-law?
You know, you have a good
point. We can work it out, baby.
You are so right. I never looked at it that way, but, yeah, that's true.
She shot in the head. Sammy shot EJ in the head.
That's right. Yeah, Sammy shot him in the head.
So he raped her, and she shot him in the head, and they still...
She shot him several times.
And all you did was a little fireplace poker.
Was hit his dad with a fireplace poker. I felt really bad about it.
That's nothing.
I blamed him, and then the whole time I wanted to tell him the truth.
See, that's nothing.
See it in her eyes,
okay.
But she can't tell the truth because it's better this way. She'll be out of jail.
You know, now that you put it in perspective like that, that's nothing compared to what's been done before.
No, and if she tells him the truth, she'll lose him for sure. This way she has hope of staying with him because she loves Brady. For the record, Teresa's madly in love with Brady. Anybody who says otherwise doesn't know what they're talking about because I play the character, and I know best. Love makes you do crazy things, like shoot people in the face.
Hit their dad on the head with a fireplace poker.
You know. Tom kind of deserved it. He was being really rude. Anyway, what else do you want to know? By the way, I love Drake Hogerson. I hope I get to work with him a lot because he's brilliant.
Just don't hit him next time, honey, okay?
He can throw a punch. Do it. I want to see that fight.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Poor Kimberly. Poor Kimberly.
Oh, boy, Teresa. All right.
Oh, my head.
Let me bring on Sonia. Hi, Sonia.
Oh, I know who Sonia is. Hi, Sonia.
Hey, Jen. Hey, Patsy.
How's it going?
Hi, Sonia.
Good.
Good. Sonia is an amazing gardener and human being, but she gardens, and her garden's like ridiculously large.
Yeah,
how many acres of land do you have? It's ridiculous.
It's really not that big, but we have like tons and tons of pumpkins and corn, and it's amazing. So lots of pumpkin bread to be made.
Amen, sister. what do you want to know? Sonia,
like a,
you're burning. Is it Sonia or Sonia, by the way? Because I know how it's spelled.
It's Sonia.
Wait. Sonia. Okay, perfect.
Like,
just making sure.
Like the movie Red Sonia.
Perfect. What? Do you want to know anything? Ask Cassie one of your burning questions.
Oh, I don't know. First off,
I don't know if I can answer.
You know you're probably going to get this one, but I'm really pissed off at the Thrady breakup.
Wait. Okay, so listen, I'm like a week behind, so catch me up on what's going on, and I'm really upset about it because I've just been working the days, which is great, but... Where are we in the storyline?
Where he asked for an annulment.
Oh, yeah. In the park?
Yes.
Oh, that was
It's heartbreaking.
Listen, all I have to say is one couple hasn't had their little fists on the show.
Yeah.
Keep hashtag Brady. Hashtag Brady. Make it happen. I love working with that guy. He's amazing.
This is also when Kristen came back.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's got it in for you.
Uh-oh.
You think Brady's got it in for me? Or Kristen?
No, Kristen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
We are going to become frenemies in the best way possible.
Wow.
I love working with Eileen. I just will say, get ready. You better, like, try to watch it live. Everybody needs to set their TiVos, if not.
Yeah.
And we need, I mean, I feel like if the ratings could go up from, like, the Kristen Teresa Brawl, then I have failed as an actor.
No, they will go up. Are you kidding?
They better go off. Our show is the best, man. Jeez,
is
ridiculous.
It is.
Can I just say, our writing is intensely amazing and well written and thought out. And this is coming from a girl who didn't watch soaps growing up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, our show is ridiculous. It's so good. And ridiculous in, like, the best way. Not, like, unbelievable. I'm like, this show is off the hook. I watch it even if I'm not on.
I know. I do, too.
I grew up watching Patsy as Kimberly and Shane. I've been watching it for years.
So you know that there's couples that can go through a bunch of bumps.
Oh, yeah.
And survive. I mean, I don't know if she shot him. She shot a lot of people. Oh, she shot and killed people, too. But it all worked out still. So I think Teresa's redeemable.
You killed people?
Well, it wasn't her time.
Mother!
It was...
I think this is a little bit of a kettle call in the pot.
I know. See how hypocritical this is? I mean, it's like totally hypocritical. I mean, Kimberly obviously has some issues to work out.
Yeah.
But it was Lacey that killed a guy.
Yeah.
She wasn't herself. Kimberly wasn't herself at the time.
Her parents back, though.
Oh, I definitely think so, too. Yeah, and I think they need her.
They
need her.
Yeah, they do.
I, there's a lot of closure. There's a lot of stuff that is not closed and it's left open that's bothering them about, you know, being failures as a parent. I think they need her to see that she's all right so that they'll feel okay.
Yeah.
Because I know that affects
the
relationship,
Patsy,
too.
I want to thank you for accepting my friend request on Facebook today.
Oh, it was an honor. Thank you for asking.
I'm so bad at Facebook. I'm the Twitter queen. Sorry.
Jen introduced me to Twitter.
I talk to you every once in a while on there.
I mean, I'm pretty good at keeping up with my fan page, but as far as, like, my actual page, I'm never on it. Like, ever. So, anyway, I'm bad at it.
You're busy, so.
I am a busy girl, but she's not busy. Look,
she
is. No, we're all busy.
You know, I was just saying, I hope she doesn't mind you saying that, but she's so much, she works all day, and she goes to the market and comes home with groceries and cooks a meal. And I'm not talking about just, you know, chicken and wings. I know this is like a gourmet meal. And I'm going, oh, my God, where does she get the energy? Oh, I mean, I feel like so worthless. I'm going to have to learn how to do all this. She's going to teach me how to cook.
Yeah, I'm going to teach my mom how to cook.
That's
my TV mom. Yeah, I'm baking, too.
That's
we baked a cake the other night. She watched me bake Eric Martsoff's birthday cake.
Yeah. It was delicious.
Oh, yeah, I saw a picture of that on Twitter.
Oh, no. Okay, listen, I ran out of icing because I dropped one of the cream cheeses, and I'm so, anyway.
It was wonderful.
Perfect ratio, but it wasn't as beautiful
it was so
as it
good.
Should have been. That's all I have to say.
It was gone
oh,
in like
Jen,
5 seconds.
I do have a question for you, Jen.
Okay, sorry.
Just the other day, they played the scene with you and Eve, with you eating peanut butter out of the jar.
Yeah, I haven't
was
seen that yet.
Peanut butter?
No, because at the time I thought I was allergic to peanut butter, so soy nut butter.
Oh, okay.
And I was eating it while Cassie and I were rehearsing in our dressing room, so I have, like, jars and jars of soy nut butter, and now I have peanut butter. I've been, like, hitting the peanut butter hard this week. But anyway, so I was running lines with her, and then I was like, I wonder if they would let me, like, eat this in the scene, because I feel like it's so appropriate that she's like, are you done talking to me? You know what I mean? Like, and that's what we do in real life. We're just, like, doing stuff while people are talking. So I was super excited that they let us. But no, it's soy nut butter. Faux show.
Okay. Yeah, because I know you just recently found out.
Oh, my God. I'm I'm going to Boston this weekend with Galen and Eric Martzoff and Casey Moss, Chriselle Spouse, and I think James Scott. And I literally am going to buy a peanut butter cup there on my birthday so I can have my first peanut butter cup in 7 years with them and just cry.
7 years?
Wow. I need to be amongst actors when I have my first Reese's so that they know the spiritual experience. Because I can cry in front of these people. Yeah. That's what we do every day. I will cry. I will see Jesus' eyeballs. And then I will come back to Earth. But I will straight up see Jesus' eyeballs.
Also, have you checked to see if you got your birthday card?
I'm going
to
cry.
Wait, what?
Your birthday card? Have you gotten it yet?
No, I haven't yet, but I will look for it.
Okay.
You're right. Awesome, though. Oh, sorry. I'll look tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, this That's picture of the cake is not so bad. The one Deidre posted?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm pulling it up right now. I'm a woman. I multitask. This is awesome.
She is.
So bad.
I've witnessed it.
Oh, okay. Man.
Thanks, Sonia.
Well, I should probably let you guys go. I know you have other callers waiting, so.
Sorry. All right. I love you. I mean, we'll be talking on Twitter, I'm sure, tonight. I'm going to try to catch up with Twitter tonight.
Okay. I love you, too. Love you,
bye,
too, guys.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Here's my friend Curly, this is her idea for the joint interview. So I have to give her the credit. Hey,
well,
Curly.
I had help. I had help. Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be a total little girl here. I'm like blessed from the 80s because I've always wanted to meet Patsy. And so to talk to Patsy is just, I think that's my bucket list. Hi, Patsy. You have been an inspiration. You've heard from me. Oh. I've emailed you a few times, and I'm on your Twitter. I follow you, Curly.
Yes.
I started
following
Jen so we could get you back. So we're part of the PFAS
really?
Campaign. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
a year
you're
ago.
Behind me. Oh, my God.
I'm a planner, not just me. You have a loyal following. But
Josie.
You know Josie, and she's listening to this interview because she wouldn't do it. But Josie and
she's
I kind of, I know Carrie, and she kind of was with Jen, and we were like, we have to get both of you on an interview. So.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are the genius behind this.
We're just kind of quiet. I thought I'd use my PR skills to try to get you back. And
well,
Jen Lilly, you are an amazing girl. You're a woman after my own heart. Love the way she operates.
I do, too.
Love it.
I call her General Lily.
You should. You, too, are
amazing. I don't
know.
Amazing. I told her, she said the other day, she goes, I decided to call you General Lily. And I was like, oh, no, am I bossy? She was
No.
I mean, I love people like you guys who like, get things done or so organized and driven because, you know, I'm like ADD girl. I'm all over the place. I need to be around really focused people.
You like
to
have a lot of things juggling.
Yeah. No, it's just
juggling
my head. I can be sitting alone in the room and my head will still be that busy or unfocused. So I need to be around generals and people like you who are PR. Who know how to get things done. It's like I take direction really well. Just tell me what to do, which direction to head, and how not to trip over my feet, and I'm good.
And I give direction really well.
I somehow think you're being a little humble there, Patsy, because I think you have an amazing gift. And I can say this now, a lot of your fans, we used to have long dissertations online years ago at the Sony Board. That's how Carrie and I know each other. And
really?
We would have these long, friends and lovers thread, man. We would just talk about how your the way you and Charlie would work in a scene and your scenes with Peggy and Frank Parker, just you have a commanding presence with your eyes. I've never seen an actress that could command dialogue so well where you didn't say a word and you could just, it was like you were speaking through your eyes.
I agree.
You are following in her footsteps. You are literally following in her footsteps. And it's so, they have to get you back. I mean, to really flesh Teresa out, you have to bring in, there's not a super couple baby that's got more angst than the conception, delivery, and angst of Jeannie Donovan. I mean, the really,
90 through 92 were the worst 2 years of a Kim and Shang fan ever. And it says a lot about that whole, you know, Cal and the whole thing and the whole Shayla affair. I really Teresa to find that out. You got Mary Beth there. You got to really, I mean, they really need to work it. And you got to have.
I think this is great.
See, and it pulls, it really adds the flesh. You have Brady's alcoholism, but we still really just don't know about Teresa. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that it's the parenting issue so much that it's what happened. Because I have a hard time. This is a couple that was so nurturing and went through great lengths with Andrew. And by the way,
that's
Charlie
true.
And you, Patsy, are just amazing with those kids out. Child actors, they're just amazing. And so it's hard to kind of go, okay.
Yeah,
I don't think they're
negligent
here. I think there's something happening, and we could just devastate Pat, you know, just devastate Kim, and I just think you'd blow it out of the park, Patsy.
That is such a, you know, I wish you were writing this show too. I mean, there's great writers right now, but your ideas like are so crystal clear in the way you communicate. They're so concise. I'm like sitting here looking at Jen going, oh my God, this woman has got it nailed.
I've told them they can totally rip for my ideas. It's okay. I'm pretty cheap.
Oh, honey, welcome to the club. I major in cheap. Well, but you know what? You made a good point, though, and I think because we joke about them being bad parents, or maybe because we're trying to justify how could this happen.
I don't think that they're bad parents. Here's what I think happened. This is Jen talking. Is that one? Shane was gone, right? Because he was a spy and he's doing all this work and he's doing very admirable work. And so he was an absentee father. And of course, Kim and Shane had a very tumultuous, often again on again relationship. So he was an absentee father. So she has daddy issues because let's be honest, kids really need their father.
They
don't have a father, they need a man figure in their life. You know, a really strong male figure. And then I think Kim was just single parenting, and when you're single parenting, generally speaking, you either are really laissez-faire because you're trying to be the kid's friend, or you come down hard on them because you're trying to compensate for two parents and you only have one.
I think you're, yes. And the second one would be Kim, she's the PhD. You know, she's a PhD psych, and she's, you know, going to be, things can work for patients that are not going to work for when it's your child.
Yes, there you
go. So it's just two, you know.
Correct. And I relate to that because my real-life mom is awesome, but she has a degree in child psychology, and it was really difficult sometimes because you would feel like she was psychoanalyzing you, and she doesn't even know she's doing it. It's just, you know, it's her training and it's her background.
Yeah.
And then as Teresa's a teenager, she doesn't have a dad to kind of keep her straight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've ever grew up with teenagers or if you have teenagers of your own, I know – when you have a boy teenager and a girl teenager at the same time, and Andrew and Jeannie would have been teenagers at the same time.
4 years apart,
that's really hard to deal with, especially as a mom, as a single parent. You're trying to get the boy to, like, learn how to respect the girl. Then the girl's being promiscuous because she's got a father figure. Then she had to, with the Internet coming out, she had to research and found out that Kim was a prostitute at one point.
I can give you the skinny. And when she shot Shane, when Kim shot Shane, she thought he was a burglar. A really bad plot point. See where Daisy was going with it, but it was the whole amnesia thing.
We were trying to remember if I ever shot him. Oh, that's right. She did shoot him.
Oh, my God. So there's hope for Brady and I. That's all I have to say.
Teresa's totally redeemable. I'm sorry. She was scared. She felt, you know, she can get over that. It just
she's
really tense at the Christmas dinner table. Okay.
But anyway, so I think that Kim was probably a great parent, and I think Jeannie tries to pretend like she's close to Shane because you'll see phone calls where she's like, "Love you too, Dad."
Yeah.
But I think she idealizes Shane.
Oh, yeah.
Jen,
oh, yeah.
I love the way you played between Charlie and then with Patsy. And one thing you could see was the hostility that she had with her father. You really did the subtlety very well. With Kim, it was like she was upset and this hurt little girl, whereas Shane was hostility. And, you know, when he makes the comment, Charlie says, you know, delivers the line, and he says something to the effect of, you know, your mother was fragile, and you just, the way you nailed it, you were just like, she's not that fragile, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, the three of you were just I was blown away because I've tuned in. I'm one of the ones that held on till the bitter end and, you know, sulked into a corner. A lot of Kim and Shane fans did this. We went off from our lives and broken hearts, you know, boyfriends, ending relationships weren't as bad as the heartbreak of Kim and Shane not being together. Of course, you and me both. You know, it was just my heartbreak. And we come back to the show, and Patsy, when you would return or when Charlie returned, we'd like, you know, peek in and see what was going on. And then when they cast Jen, I was kind of like, uh-oh, because they're just kind of trepidation there. How are they going to do this great couple's child? And then we hit the jackpot. I mean, perfect casting, just absolute perfect casting. And then y'all come in, and there's my Southern accent there. And then y'all come in November, and it was just amazing to watch. I'm trying to just be clear here, but you totally psyched us, even though, you know, beans were spilled a little bit when you Patsy was coming, but you blew us away. I don't think we were just taken off guard with how much the writers in the show just really put that much effort into those 3 days. It was,
yeah,
they've
done an incredible
more of it.
Job.
We need more of it.
I agree.
They did. They really
did. Hashtag bring back Patsy.
Oh, peace us. Peace us is what we keep saying. The tea ladies did, you know, give peace a chance. So we're going to do a peace us.
You know, I just remember something. Like Joe Mescola one time came to me years and years ago, and he says, my mother was saying how she watched the show, and she's reading the credits, and she goes, Patsy Pizza. Funny. She doesn't look Italian.
It's like, no, honey, she's far from Italian. Not quite. Oh, how is Peggy? And I'm going to let you go because I know there's a lot of people on the phone and they've been gracious, so I'm going to hang up. But how is Peggy, by the way? Because we've been really praying and sending good thoughts her way.
So far, so good. I've seen nothing. I know that she sends messages on Facebook and she's kept up with her social network, so she must be. And she's reassuring everyone that she's doing well.
Oh, good.
She's a feisty spirit. You know she is. You can't keep her down. That's the unthinkable.
I certainly can't.
No. That's the unthinkable Molly Brown.
Oh, so awesome. Because I want to see a Kim and Teresa scene like the one I sent. I think I tweeted both you and Jen, that one between you and Peggy Patsy when it all comes down with the the meltdown. You know, Shane sees the videotape. He knows that, you know, Kim has fought the victor to save his life. He storms out, and she, you know, mom comes over, and she lets mom have it. That is one of my favorite Peggy and Kim's, Peggy and Patsy scenes. You two are just, I mean, it's just so riveting. And, Jen, you have to watch it. That's what I want to see between you two. And I know you two could do it easily.
Well, I'll have to YouTube it.
And you know what?
I'll
and
just,
you reminded
I'll
me of some things that I forgot.
I'll tweet it to you.
Gosh.
Awesome. Please do.
And when you tweet it to Jen, I'm going to look over her shoulder and ask her to tweet it to me.
I will get off the phone and let the next person talk. Carrie, I love you, girl. Thank you for getting them on. And I will tweet that to both of you ladies.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Curly.
No problem. Anytime.
Thank you. Oh, Patsy just went off the air, she says. You want to come over here and speak on speakerphone?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that. It's cool.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're going to put on my buddy, Kenneth. Hey, Kenneth.
Hello, babies. How are you this evening?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. That must be the unbelievable, incredibly talented Jen Lilly. How are you, baby?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Honey, I am fabulous. I am in the air condition. I'm not outside in the rain. I'm doing fabulous. I'm talking to my girls tonight, honey. I am doing fabulous.
I am so happy to hear it.
I absolutely think you as a person and your character is absolutely delicious. I am so glad. I have not saw this much entertainment since Golden Girls, honey. I'll tell you something.
Can I put you in my pocket? I want a wind up doll that has one of those pull strings, and you just keep telling me I'm fabulous because you have a great voice.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm an actor as well. I sing. I was on American Idol and everything this past season. And you favored one of my tweets before, so. If you don't mind, go ahead and follow me at KBSoul365. It'll change your life, honey.
You tweet me something that I'll know is you, and you got it.
I definitely appreciate it. But I must say, watching your character is really heartbreaking. But you speak so loudly. Your character is someone that wants help, but don't necessarily know how to ask for it. And I just want to say thank you, because even with what you're doing, you know, it is a ministry as well, mm-hmm. because you're helping so many people. I mean, because I know what it's like to grow up and not have those things that you need in life, wanting to feel loved by somebody, and more importantly, you go through your life feeling you get all these abandonment issues. So I definitely mm-hmm. understand that, and kudos to you for playing mm-hmm. such a wonderful role and speaking life into all of us, the people that watch you and that are on this roller coaster with you. So I want to thank you for that.
You're so welcome. I'm so spoiled to play this role, and I'm so sorry you went through that, but I love that you sound like you've grown from it and you know how to take the power back in your life now.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Drama, acting, singing, that speaks to me when I couldn't speak for myself, so to speak. So,
yeah.
And then I get Carrie and all my girls at Devo Duo, honey, to keep me together, honey, because I can be a mess sometimes, honey. Yes, honey. And I cannot forget about Miss Patty, honey. I can't forget about you, honey. I love you, honey. I am 29
well, I love you
years
too,
old.
I want to listen to your voice all night.
I am in love with you, honey. I'm just tell you something. I don't know what y'all been smoking over there. I don't know what y'all been drinking over there at Days of Our Lives, honey. But whatever y'all doing, y'all keep drinking, y'all keep smoking, honey, because I am high on y'all. You hear me, honey? We've had
tea, and I made blackened tilapia and carrot mashed potatoes, broccoli salad, and sweet potatoes, and then we had tea again.
Oh, we're gonna have to get together, honey, because I can cook as well. I was mad at you for a minute because you ran my husband off, honey. You know, Vargas was my husband, and you know, you ran him off, honey. He ain't been the same since, and I ain't been the same since. I said, damn, I can't get no love now. Damn, she's scared to ran him off. I said, Lord, have mercy.
Thank you for bringing back Vargas.
Yes, honey. I've been campaigning. Honey, I've been like a whore, honey, standing on the side of the road, honey, talking about bring me back my pimp, honey. My life ain't been to bring back my pimp. Where my pimp, honey? I love Vargas, honey. I love him. You know, it's interesting. And I'm going to switch gears just for a second and talk about you and the wonderful Cassie DePaiva. How is it working with that, honey? Oh, my God.
Cassie is so, she is so real and so grounded and so humble. And, you know, she'll go to a sports bar and just eat a hamburger with her hat on and just talk to any stranger. I mean, she's just like a girl's girl. She's a people person. You know, she's a girl's girl. She's a guy's girl. She is so legit. She gave me, for my birthday today, she gave me, like, I don't even know how many pounds, probably 10 pounds of Dum Dum lollipops for my room because I have candy in my room. I mean, she and I are very close, and she's right across the hall from me. And, I just couldn't sing her praises enough because she's an amazing actor, and she's managed to, you know, remain viable for so many years, and she's just so she's so beautiful, and because she's such a beautiful person, it makes her more beautiful on screen too. I mean, I'm telling you, to work with Kathy and to play Kim and Shane's daughter, I mean, I could die now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm working with all these icons, so I'm just from Virginia. I mean, it's crazy to me. It's weird. Kathy P, I've got to make Kathy P's dinner tonight. I mean, who gets to do that?
I wish I was cooking dinner for all y'all, honey. I throw down tonight, honey. I had some fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
I had some scalloped potatoes. I had some corn, some fried corn, fresh shucked off the cob with the jalapeno peppers in there. Honey, I cooked about a meal for 40 folks, and it was only 4 people in here. Tell me why all the damn food gone, honey. Why is it gone?
If you can see me, I'm doing the wobble right now.
I feel like I'm going to pass out right now, because I didn't even get best get second. Pretty ass folks over here. But I so long for to see you and Eve and Kristen. That's gonna be very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Oh, it will be.
Because I will say this. I am so glad that right now they are knocking it out of the park with making these women very empowering, because how many shows do you see where you have women that are CEOs of companies, hashtag Sammy and Kate, and then you know, I mean, it's such a turn on for me. It's such a turn on for me because it's these are the things that no one else really see, or they just don't care to pay attention. So I love that. I've always had a suspicion of Miss Lorraine Broderick had something to do with that, honey, but I love her anyway. I love that about y'all. Y'all are doing a great job. I am a huge fan of you guys. I'm not going to hold you guys too much long. I'm starstruck right now. I'm kind of tight-tongued. I don't know what I want to say, but I love y'all.
I'm serious. Yep. We're going to be tweeting, okay? Let's talk about food all day long. Food and Dave, my two favorite things.
Oh, child, please don't, honey, because I will give you a cookbook that will destroy your life, honey. Do you understand me? It will destroy your life, honey. Do you like chicken and dumplings?
It would make my heart happy and destroy my waistline. Don't get it twisted.
Honey, if I can look as beautiful as you, honey, I'm gonna give Bark as my damn self, honey. Where he at, honey? I go get him. But yes, follow me at KBSoul365. You too, Miss Patsy. I love you. I love you guys so much. Y'all are so wonderful, so wonderful. But I'm not gonna take too much of your time, because I can talk all day long, as Carrie knows. She knows I love her.
We're gonna look you up, and we're both now gonna follow you. So
yes,
it's already done. It's already done. Oh, see, she's so multitasking. She can do anything.
I tell everybody, follow me, but don't get lost, honey, because honey, I am on the team too much. Hashtag catch it. I love y'all.
Thank you.
Carrie, we're going to talk this weekend, okay, baby?
All right. Bye-bye,
y'all. Love
bye,
y'all.
Bye, Kenneth.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank
you.
Bye, Kenneth.
Yeah, I have to say, Jen, we are very disappointed about Teresa sending Vargas to jail, because we love Sean Douglas. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Such a great actor.
I know.
So, oh, my
we
gosh. We were devastated when he went to prison. We just love Sean Douglas.
Let's start a campaign for him, too.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a great actor. He's a good guy. And he's hot, so why not?
Yeah, I can't believe Teresa didn't go there with him. I mean, oh, my God.
Oh, God. She wouldn't have come out alive, that's why.
Well, it seemed like in the beginning that Teresa was a bit of a tease between JJ and Vargas, and, you know, and then people kept calling her slut. It's like, what's going on? She hasn't slept with anybody until Brady. So I was kind of wondering what type of game she was playing, but I guess it was just, you know, the drugs or whatever. She was using that for drugs, but
yeah,
we were.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, all right, Ms. Shawn Douglas. Okay, let's go with Christy. Hi, Christy. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, it's Christy from
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. I had a good cry today, but it's all good. I'm talking to you girls now, so.
Aw, so glad that you feel better.
Yeah, work was rough, and then I had an upsetting conversation with my dad, but it's all good. I'm off work tomorrow, thank God.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I need a day off, because then I'm working 6 days straight after that, so.
So that's really good.
Yeah,
I'm being
self-sufficient this year with my life, so it's very
you important. Are. You are. You've been getting it together. I like it. Keep going.
I'm a working girl now, Jen. This is crazy, because last year my only job was losing weight, which I did. So I'm at goal
yes.
now, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
That's
I finally got new clothes last weekend, so I can see myself, you know. In the right light, because I was still in that bad headspace where I'm like, I don't see it. So.
Wow. Well, you look amazing. I've seen pictures. You're looking good, and keep doing what you're doing.
Did you see my pictures on Facebook?
Yes.
Oh, good. I didn't know you were looking at them, because I don't know how often you're on there, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, I try to keep up as much as I can. There's only so many hours in a day, but I peep pop in, you know.
Awesome. Hi, Patsy. It was awesome talking
Hi.
To you on Friday. I talked to your TV mom for like 2 hours on Friday. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yes, we did. Oh, that was awesome. I had fun.
Yeah, I had fun, too. I wanted to ask you, Patsy, and then Jen, of course, can feel free to comment. I want to know, what do you think Kimberly would say about what Teresa's been doing to Brady and their whole relationship? Would she be, like, freaking out, or what's your take on it?
No, I think she's more concerned about Teresa feeling supported. I think she needs to kind of emotionally support her in whatever she needs. Because I think Kim's been very intellectual with her and been psychoanalyzing, but she realizes now that Teresa needs her heart more than her head.
Yeah. And I don't think Teresa is really, like, using Brady completely. I mean, you said Brady, like, she's really in love with Brady, so she's not just using him for his money, right? So I think there's real feelings there. That's what I feel.
Oh, she's absolutely in love with him. I mean, of course, the money is a perk, but the money for her, if you, like, were actually reading the scripts, it's like a front for her feelings because she doesn't want to admit how much she loves him, so she verbally will say, like, oh, yeah, well, he's got money, and that's great. But if you watch
yeah.
my eyes and stuff, she's in love with him, mm-hmm. and she doesn't know how to cope with the fact that he's probably not as in love with her as she is with him. And so she's like, well, yeah, he's got muscles and money, you know what I mean? So she tries to play it off like, oh, that's the only reason I liked him. But no, she's completely in love with him, and it's really tragic because she didn't mean to hit John, but John was being really rude, and I mean, not that he deserved it by any means, but if you see, you know, she regrets it immediately,
yeah.
and then, yes, she blames Brady, but people that have said, like, if she really loved Brady, she wouldn't put the poker in his hands, have to think about all the angles of it. Because, you know, I have to, as an actor, look at all the angles. And the angles
mm-hmm.
are
yeah.
that if she didn't, she would go to jail and Brady would hate her forever. This way she can say it's self-defense. You know, maybe she can mend John and Brady's relationship. And, you know, if John doesn't wake up, she can be with Brady, which I know is kind of selfish, but at the same time, it does help him kind of get his life back together. And the only reason she's using drugs with Brady is to kind of make him codependent on her because,
mm-hmm.
but she's not an addict. And so she, you know, in Vegas and stuff, she was seeing how much of an addict Brady is. She obviously used it to her advantage, but, you know, she doesn't want to marry an addict, I guess. I don't know if that makes full sense, but it's just tragic. So, yeah, she really loves him.
I just touched up to the point where she hit John with the poker, so I'm just like, I think a day after that. So, yeah, I'm like barely catching up at this point because I got so behind on my soap because of work.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm like 2-3 months behind now. Like, I'm never going to catch up. So I'm just going to like read the recap and watch my favorite scenes, which is obviously your scenes, like first and foremost, and then like everything else.
Awesome. Yeah, well,
you
please
do
watch, because we get weekly reports on our ratings, huh?
What? You are the reason I started watching Days, Jen, so you are,
I know
like,
you
like,
are,
the
and you're awesome.
On that show.
You're awesome. So, I love it.
Yeah. So, I could see, like, Teresa immediately regretted it. Like, I'm like, oh, wow, she, like, really feels bad. I'm like, ooh, she really didn't think about that before she spun.
Yeah, she did not
she
think about it. Yeah,
yeah,
she definitely doesn't premeditate her violence. But anyway, thank you so much for calling in, Christy. You're awesome.
Of course. You're awesome, too. And it was nice to talk to you again, Patsy. Love you.
Nice to talk to you again, too, Christy. Love you, too. Take care, honey.
Okay.
Bye, ladies. Bye, Christy. Jen, do you think Teresa is an addict? Or is she, like, a really high-functioning one? Does she... you know, Brady seems more of a wreck than she does, but Teresa seems more functional. She can go to work, and well, when she does go to work and stays for more than a couple minutes.
I don't think that she's an addict because she can do without it. You know, she can. Mm-hmm. You know, an addict can't get by without it, and she can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think that she certainly uses it as a crutch, and I think that she is addicted to trying to fill the void and the loneliness she feels with anything, whether it's
mm-hmm.
sex or drugs or alcohol. She's trying to fill a void, and so I think she's addicted to this feeling, but she's had scenes where she's like, I can do without it. I think for her it's more just she doesn't think that she's desirable enough on her own, so she uses it to make people interested in her. Because uh-huh. if you're high, you know, and you feel great, like, while you're high, and you're with
mm-hmm.
her, then you'll connect her to the high. And so you'll feel like she's desirable.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't think that she's necessarily an addict
mm-hmm.
because she can manage without it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's just addicted to like codependence. She's codependent on people. And so
mm-hmm.
I think she's addicted to people and wanting to feel affection, but not necessarily to the drugs.
Oh.
That's my take on it. I don't know.
No, that makes perfect sense to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, good.
Let's bring on Rick. Rick?
Really?
Rick, Patsy and Jen? Hello.
What a pleasure. Am I talking to both the lovely Jen Lilly and the lovely Patsy Pease?
Hi, Rick. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, you are. Hi.
Jen, hi. I'm so surprised. And I'm very happy to do it. Jen, I'm T-Bone Rick, and you have gotten back and forth with me a couple times and favored my stuff, and it always puts a smile on my face.
Oh,
so thank
good.
You. Now, Patsy, I have a bet going on with a friend of mine, and this is going to take you back to your youth. Were you in a bad or a, like, horror film back in the 80s?
Oh, my God, yeah,
like,
that was Tom Hanks' first movie, too. It's called He Knows You're
so.
Alone.
Yeah. What was it called?
Tom Hanks was starting, and they almost fired him because he kept improvising. He wouldn't stick to the dialogue. And poor little Tommy, look what happened to his career.
Yeah, I think that ruined him. Damn it. What was the
oh,
name
yeah.
of it?
It's called He Knows You're Alone.
Ooh.
Was there a scene like you were trapped in a window or something?
Yes, and that's where I still have a scar because James Rebworm pulled me in too early and the window shut as I was coming back up and I hit it, clocked it with my chin. I still have the scar, see?
Oh, yeah.
And
she does.
That was my first
okay.
exposure to you. And
uh-oh.
We watched, there were like 10 of us, and one of us drove and the other 9 were in the trunk of the car. And we went...
yeah.
And we went to the drive-in and we had beer.
Yes!
And that was the first time I'd ever saw you. And then I went to college a couple years later, and there it was. And you were on Days of Our Lives. And I go, that's the girl from the window.
And you know, a lot of people would get to know me through the trunk of a car first.
Or the girl from the window, which is just wrong, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for remembering I was a girl in the window.
Well, we did days a lot in college, and I kind of lost it. And then, Jen, I kind of connected with you when you replaced Kirsten to do Maxim.
Yeah. Oh,
and
wow.
The crap you caught for doing that was ridiculous.
Mm.
Ridiculous. And I just appreciated how you handled it. I appreciated your goodbye message. I'm like, girls, she's an actress. She got hired to play a part, and I was scared for Kirsten because endometriosis is nasty. I mean, it's nasty. So I was very excited to see you come back and be part of A's. So you guys, so all of that, it's like you really are from a inner part. You and Patsy are really, really connected. Not that you ever met each other before you did this, but you're so mother and daughter just
it's
in terms of your stuff.
It's kind of scary. It's kind of scary. Sometimes we look at each other and go, oh, my God. Yeah, most Marnie Saeta should win an Emmy simply for her casting.
I think so, too.
Did you notice it immediately, or did it take a minute for you guys to figure out?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Twilight Zone.
Well, and you and Meredith need to do another rap video.
Yeah, we need to do a Kickstarter to raise money to do one because it costs us $3,000. So we're kind of in the hole for it. It was really expensive for us to make.
Well,
so we want to do another one, and we're working on writing one, but we got to raise the funds.
You got to get Peggy in on it.
Didn't you just do a movie somewhere? Did you go back to Virginia or something, and didn't you just do a movie?
I did do a movie in, I think it was March. What month is it? Okay. It's July. We did a movie. I think I did a movie in March. February I was in Florida. March I was in Virginia. On our week off, so, yeah.
Is it going to be in theaters, or is it going to be
video?
I'm
working on getting it in limited theaters, but it's an indie film, so I don't know what the full distribution is. Distribution for indies is interesting, but it definitely will be released in some theaters. Generally,
certain
theaters, and then if those theaters do well, then they open it up in more theaters. So I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question because you and I have had little Twitter Christian conversations. Feel free not to answer. Feel free not to go there. Your faith seems very, very strong, and I respect that, and I, in fact, enjoy that. And it seems so 180 from Teresa.
Yes.
Does it cause issues? Does your faith give you a better sense of how to play her because she doesn't have it? I mean, for me, just personally, nobody else may be interested, but I'd be interested in how those two things play against each other.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're asking now. I know how to answer it, too. So basically, in a nutshell, before I took the role, Dave called me about this role, and I was auditioning for the role of Jordan as well. And I was like, no, I think I'd really rather play the role of Jordan. I don't think I can play Teresa. Like, I don't know. I felt kind of convicted about it and weird about it. And you know, the Bible says, my sheep will know my voice. So you really do know the voice of the Lord, and God does speak to you.
Yep.
And he was like, no, the role of Teresa is yours. You're doing that role. And I was like, I know this is you, but I don't understand, and I need to pray about it. And long story short, I was like, why? Why do you want me to do this role? Because there are going to be I'm not saying this about you, but I'm saying this as a Christian. There is going to be a lot of judgmental Christians.
You're going to get backlash.
I'm going to get backlash. And what is the answer to that? How do I justify playing this role? And the Lord said, I love Teresa. I love the Teresas of the world.
Wow.
You know, Jesus, when he was here, he hung out with tax collectors who were the most hated people the entire society worse than they were worse than politicians and prostitutes. And he didn't condone what they were doing, but he loved them because people like Teresa are broken and they act the way they do because they don't realize how they are relentlessly loved by their creator. And so if somebody has to play this role, and I would much rather be a Christian who understands that while Teresa's in a vacuum and she is trying to fill this God-shaped hole in her heart with everything but God, and it's not working. She
that's
still wakes worry. Up unfulfilled. She still wakes
that's
up not
just
happy.
Teresa. That's most everybody that watches
that's,
the show.
That's what I'm saying. That's humanity.
Yeah.
And I don't need to preach to the choir. I'll do a Christian movie, and I have done them. But the truth of the matter is,
spectacular,
Jesus,
by the way.
You know, if Jesus walked into most churches this day and age, he would be hated because Jesus is a rule breaker. Jesus turned the legalism and the rule following up on its head, and he says, here's the first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. And I just feel like playing Teresa has been such a blessing because it allows me also to always have fresh eyes to relentlessly love people. I mean, I tell people, it's not my job to tell you, I mean, I do think you should preach the word, but it's not my job because they sin differently than I do. You know, and so I just love playing this role.
Honestly, my darling, I hope everybody hears that sentence. They sin differently. I hope everybody hears that sentence. They sin differently than I do. Because we all do. We all do.
Sin is sin. We're all guilty of it. That's what it's about.
So
Teresa's no worse than I am. Honestly, at the end of the day, Teresa's no worse than Jen Lilly, and I'm not better than her.
Well, and here's the best thing about Teresa in terms of her current storyline with John.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, wrapped him in the head. But John has already slept with Satan in terms of Marlena's Satan, whatever that was. So getting hit in the head, not a big thing. But to both of you, man, it's such a joy. Jen, I you always make me smile when you favor or respond to my stuff, and you're doing a great job. And Patsy, man, 30 years ago or whatever it was,
yes,
you were on the edge. You were on the cutting edge of stuff. And then that's how it got me into days.
Really?
And so, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I saw you in that movie. And then I recognized you on the TV. And I went, whoa. And
you never know. Thank you
Charlie
so much.
Charlie's just the best.
Oh, he really
is. He was Clooney before there was a Clooney.
Yes, I agree.
You agree?
I do. Oh, no doubt about it. You put it perfectly.
I mean, he was snarky and handsome and
mm-hmm.
stylish, and he had a
mm-hmm.
wink to everything he did. And so.
You're right, and a twinkle in his eye.
You guys are both lovely and amazing, and I can't believe I had the chance to talk to you. So thank you, and thank you. And, Jen, I always appreciate and makes me smile when you respond to any tweet I give you.
Oh,
have
thank you
night.
So much for calling in and for tweeting me, and keep tweeting me because
I will
tweeting.
I will. And you know where it is, so go.
Awesome.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Rick. Okay, let's bring on Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, this is Mary from Rock Hill.
Hi. Oh, yeah, hi.
I don't have anything big. I just wanted to call and talk. I wanted to let Jen know how much I adored her as Queen Esther.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I was so spoiled to be able to work with Teo Panglis. I mean, God, he is amazing.
Isn't he? I love him. Esther is my favorite book of the Bible. I read it at least once a month.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
it.
A great story, and she's just proof that men, you know, God does love women leaders. She's amazing. I couldn't, that was the most insane role for me to play because I,
I felt like I could never do her justice, and I just had to pray about it, that I could be, like, half as brilliant as she was in real life, because it was just an honor, and that's, she's such an amazing woman in history.
You know, you sitting here, you were responding to Rick's question about how you could play this part and still be a Christian, and you have given me goosebumps all over my body.
Thank you.
That was just an awesome response. Patsy, I love you. You know that.
I love you too, Mary.
I'm going to the Bet Pride, and I'll let you know what the response is.
Friday?
Yeah, I'm taking Gizzy in Friday, and she said she'd give me a little time to talk.
Well, you know, I think that was very generous of her to let you do that. You mean this Friday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, would you please tell me what happened?
Yeah, I'll let you know. And if she can't be of any help, then I'm going to go to the Humane Society and see what they can do to help me.
Mary, you're awesome.
That's incredible.
God bless you, Mary.
Hey, real quick, Jen, what's the name of the movie you did in March?
It's called Crossing Streets, and it will be out either later this year or early next year. They're trying for early this year.
Okay.
I mean, later this year is what I mean. They're trying for later this. I'm so confused because we're shooting December at Days, and so I never know what month it is.
I saw that on Facebook today, that you're shooting Christmas scenes, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh.
I feel like I'm like an atheist every time I come home and my tree's not up, but then I get in my car, it's like 110 degrees, and I'm like, what is happening? So what I mean to say is, yes, I think it will come out this fall, which has not happened yet, but who knows?
Okay, well, I won't keep you on the line. I just wanted to say hi.
Well, thanks for calling in, Mary.
Thanks, Mary, and good luck on Friday.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Jen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you guys need to go, just holler and let me know. There's a lot of callers. Just let me know, you guys.
You want to take?
Ready to hang out.
We'll take, how about we take two more followers, and then I got to memorize lines.
Okay, sweetie, okay. All right, let's bring on Gail. Hi, Gail.
Hi.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hey, guys.
Is this G-A-Y-L-E, Gail, or G-A-I-L, Gail?
No, it's G-A-L-E, like a big storm came in, you know, and sort of just stayed there and didn't leave. So here I am.
Hey, Gail, what's your last name? Which Gail is this? I know a lot of Gails.
This is Gail Hanley.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, Patsy, you've been answering me quite a bit, and you too, Jen, on Twitter. Matter of fact, Jen,
yay,
thank you for that lovely thing you said to my sister-in-law when you were just in Vegas. You said, oh, I love her, and want to let you know I love you too. I think you're great.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, Vegas was super fun. We missed you there.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I visited in April, but I was 2 months early, I guess. But I think you're doing a great job. I really do. I think I just love to watch all the little nuances of Teresa and how she's getting along. But I have to say two things. Patsy, you have to go, first of all, and smack John Aniston in the face for calling you a hooker.
I know.
That was so rude.
Oh, so, and who is he to talk? He's been Brady Bunch bed hopping for years.
I know. If that's not the pot calling the kettle, boy, let me tell you. I do have one question, though. Where is Andrew in all this?
We don't know.
No, that's a good question. Somebody should tell us.
I want my brother back.
Yeah, I think you need your big brother there. I think you need your big brother.
He totally needs a big brother. Can
yeah.
he kick Brady's butt? Probably not, because, I mean, have you seen Eric Musoff? He's like a giant.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
I think there's a lot of butts that need to be kicked there, I think.
He needs a brother. Someone who has a brother in real life. Oh, God. I want my brother back.
I don't blame you. They don't really address it. And the other thing I wanted to say is, Patsy, she needs someone to protect her from Eve. Although I love Patsy, she needs someone to protect her from Eve.
I think Kim really needs somebody to protect her from Eve.
Yeah, geez.
Oh,
I
remember
the last.
I don't know if you remember the last time Kimberly and Eve were together. Kimberly went to save her and got knocked over a table and lost a baby. So
I remember that.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, they should write scenes between Eve and Kim. That would be interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. I thought about that when I thought about Eve coming back. And I have to say, I loved you both coming back for Teresa last November. You guys, you and Charlie need to come back again. And Patsy, by the way, thank you so much for letting me put all that stuff about Charlie's new show on your page.
Absolutely. I love
Charlie. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I think he's going to be fantastic. He's meant to do this.
And, you know, he's so smart. He's just brilliant. Mm-hmm. You know, he went to Cambridge as a lawyer.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
You know, I'll tell you something. One of his main blogs really turned things around for me because he did this whole thing about him and Susan worrying about their older daughter going on this road trip way back. That was one of his blogs. And the way he talked about worrying and that it doesn't help anything, I mean, I like think twice now, you know, before I even get myself all crazy. I mean, it doesn't help all the time, but it helps more than it ever did before. It was a great blog, and it really stayed in my mind. And if I do get to see him, I'm going to tell him that too. But I'm such a big fan. I just love, you know, back to Shane and Kim. And whenever I'm having a bit of a rough day, that's what I put on. After I watch my Days of Our Life, I go back and watch Shane and Kim. And I have to tell you, one of my favorite things was that chicken recipe thing you did on Hollywood Squares way back when.
How embarrassing.
You and Charlie were hysterical. I just have tears rolling down my face when I watch that.
Well, you know, if you guys will listen, this is what's so funny, is that we didn't know our mics were on the entire time.
Oh, my God.
And we were hot. And we didn't know. And we are just dishing the entire show. And we're going, and did you hear what he said? Oh, God, who's that Paul Lynn guy? Oh, he sounds so nasal. And we were like, it was so embarrassing. And the producers I met later on, I did the Suzanne Summer show, and he had produced the Hollywood Squares, and he came in and he said, so you and Charlie didn't like any of the other squares.
Oh, my God.
I said, what do you mean? He says, we were laughing in the booth because we heard everything you said. And he says, in fact, we couldn't silence you enough, so it went out on the air. I did the YouTube, and you can hear
it. Oh, my God.
We're just chatting away like minor birds, just oblivious.
Oh, that is so funny. That is really, really funny. That's one of my favorite clips, though, I have to say. And, of course, I love the amnesia story. I just watched that, like, three times already, all through. But you guys are the best.
Charlie,
I just
do
have
a great
to say,
job.
The talent between the two of you, and Charlie, of course, without a doubt, is just, it's amazing. It just never fails to, you know.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad these shows kind of cheer you up sometimes, too, because you never know work you do years ago can still be useful to somebody today. That really makes me feel good.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Patsy. It really does. And thank you both for answering my tweets and my, you know, comments on Facebook. It makes my whole day, I have to be honest with you. It really does when I see something from either one of you. And Jen, keep doing what you do. I have a Jen also, I have to say. And my daughter is a Jennifer, and she's actually a children's author. She got something published on Amazon, and I'm very proud of her, too. So
congrats,
go Jen.
Thanks.
What's that?
Thank you.
I just saying thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And keep doing what you do, because you both do it great, and I don't want to take up everybody's time, because I patiently waited for mine, but I love you both, like, to the moon and back. You're so awesome, and the relationship, the chemistry between the two of you as mother and daughter, it's wonderful to see, and I hope you guys just keep doing what you do, because you're the best.
Oh, I love
you too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you both take care, and thanks for talking to me. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Have a good night.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the last card here. This is Donnie.
Yes.
All right, thanks for waiting.
Okay. Hi, Jen and Patsy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm pretty good.
Is this Dottie who's on Twitter and Facebook with me?
Yes.
That's awesome. Dottie's amazing. She really helps. She runs like one of my fan pages on Facebook, and she's incredible. Hi, Dottie. So glad you got to call in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Jen, that you do a marvelous job on Days.
Thank you so much, Dottie.
And Patsy, I would love to see you back on Days very soon.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, Dottie.
So I thought I'd just stop by and say hi to you.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
And my name is Donnie Turner.
Donnie Turner.
Mm-hmm. And Jen probably knows me by sometimes tween to her.
Yes, on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Did you go? You still there?
Well, I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, bye, Dottie. Thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Well, thanks, guys, for, oh, my gosh, spending time with us. We knew you guys were going to be popular. I mean, we usually almost get to all the callers, but you guys are such a riot.
Oh, thank you. We have a fun time together.
We do.
Yeah, hopefully you do this again sometime.
Please. That'd be great.
Marianne Rose, Anna, do you guys want to say anything before we head off?
Oh, no, just us. Thanks.
I just wanted to mention to Patsy, I saw the beam fall. Anyway, remember that? I saw the beam fall.
Oh my goodness. How do you remember these things?
That became a catchphrase during one of our trips out the Day of Days, the group of girls I was with. It just became our little, you know,
no
we just would giggle every time we thought about it.
Oh, you guys are fun.
Yeah, and Jen, I know our friend of the Diva, Carrie Garfield, had a blast with you at one of the, I think it was a Habitat for Humanity a few years ago.
Yes.
You do a lot of great work, and so wanted to mention that. And so anyway, I know you got to go. I know you have to run lines. I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, well, hi, thank you so much.
Take care.
You too. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Rosemary, you guys want to say anything?
What?
Oh, Marianne got dropped again.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, she's been dropped 3 times tonight. Well, thanks again, and oh, my goodness. Oh, Patsy, we hope to see you again soon.
Oh, thank you. It would be lovely to be back on Days.
Mm-hmm. And, Jen, keep killing it, girl.
Thanks. I will try. I'll try not to kill John, though. I'm not going to kill it, literally.
Oh, my gosh. Poor Drake. I feel bad for him.
He's amazing.
Okay, well, thanks, everyone. Thanks for all the callers. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Guys.